Case number 13079, Arnold and Eleanor Smith seeks a special use exception and a variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square feet or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115-20A, 15C, and 115-23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Asbury Road in Georgetown. The 911 address is 24708 Asbury Road in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 15, Parcel 22.06, and District 231, Map 15, Parcel 22. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 191 square foot variance from the 1,000 square foot maximum allowable square footage for an accessory dwelling unit.
Is the applicant present?
I'll swear you on at the same time, Mr. Davidson.
Okay.
State your name and address for the record, please. Yeah.
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Deanna Killen, 16502 Old Furnace Road, Georgetown.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Again, for the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Georgetown here. I'm here this evening representing the applicants, Arnold and Eleanor Smith, who are the owners of this property. With me tonight are Mrs. Smith and her daughter, Deanna Killen. We are here tonight to present an application for a non-conforming accessory dwelling unit that was permitted back on October 25th, 2002 for use by Arnold Littleton Smith and Evelyn Mary Smith. They're the parents of the current owners of this property. The home was incorrectly permitted and placed on parcel 22 instead of 22.06. The Smiths have owned this property since 1954, approximately 71 years. The properties are identified as tax map 23115, parcels 22 and 22.06. As was introduced, the properties are located on Asbury Road as well as Old Furnace Road. The properties surrounding this application are lands owned by members of the Smith family, as well as the area is characterized as residential and agricultural. So parcel 22 has a current area of 11.24 acres, more or less, and then parcel 22.06 has a current area of 3.29 acres, more or less. And again, these properties are zoned AR1. You can go back to the. So I'm going to kind of run you through the site as we located it. Back in 1976, conditional use 320 allowed the Smiths to operate a used car dealership called Smith's Used Cars. And that conditional use was in this area here, was just for a small portion of parcel 22. The remaining site here, this remaining property here, has been owned by the Smiths, as I stated, since 1954. Sometime around 2000, they subdivided out three parcels here for one of their daughters on these three parcels located along here. And then these parcels, this one here is owned by Mrs. Killen here. And then their brother owns this small parcel here, with Mr. and Mrs. Smith owning this particular parcel here, which is approximately 3.29 acres. As you can see throughout the years, this just kind of indicates how this property's been broken up into the several parcels. And again, all of these properties are owned by the family. So this is a little bit of a mess here, but I'm going to try to go through it with you. The ADU that we're talking about is this particular unit right here, which is located on parcel 22. You can see here's the certificate of occupancy that was gained for this back in 2002. This particular ADU, this dwelling here that was placed here for the Smith's parents, was attached to this principal dwelling unit located on 2206. The reason why Mr. Whitehouse and I, we discussed this in a meeting, that it's a non-conforming ADU. There is an existing dwelling located on this property, which is up here at the intersection of Ashbury and Old Furnace Road. And so that put this ADU on that particular property when the Smiths had thought it was being placed within their 2206. So again, we're here tonight because the Smith family are preparing their estate, and they're we're doing a property line adjustment that's going to add lands to their other children's land, and we want to dedicate a specific part of the land to this existing conditional use here, and then kind of clean it up here and place this ADU on the subject property that it was currently, that it was intended to be placed on back in 2002. That's just kind of a brief history of how this property has all come together and why we're asking for this accessory dwelling unit and the variances that we're asking for tonight. So in the county code, the definition of an accessory dwelling unit is a self-contained dwelling unit that is secondary to the principal dwelling unit on the property and includes the independent living activities, such as a separate entrance, bathroom, and kitchen. The dwelling unit may be attached to or detached from the primary dwelling on the property. Again, this particular dwelling was meant to be part of the principal dwelling unit on 2206. ADU is a permitted use in the AR1 zoning district per section 115.20A.15, whereby one accessory dwelling unit for the exclusive use of the tenant included on the premise that is administratively approved by the director that can meet six conditions, A through F. So we're requesting tonight a variance from sections 115.20A.15C, 191 square feet variance from the 1,000 square foot maximum floor area for an ADU, and 2.82% variance increase over the maximum 50% ADU floor area of the single family dwelling located on the same lot. So the Smith's family, this the principal dwelling unit on 2206 is 2,255 square feet. The ADU is 1,191 square feet. So we're asking for that 191 square foot increase over and above what the ADU is allowed under the code. Then it's over the 50%. So we're actually at 52.82% of the size. So asking the variance, what we're asking for, those two things, 191 square feet and 2.82%. The ADU has its own separate driveway, so if I go back, as you can see, the ADU has its own driveway here currently, so that would, under sections 115.20A.15D, that would be sufficient for the parking that's required for a separate ADU on the parcel. Per section 115.20A.15E, the ADU does not encroach into any setbacks required by code. It will not encroach in setbacks once the boundary line adjustment plan is completed. The ADU is located behind the principal dwelling unit on the property. So the variances we seek this evening comply as nearly as possible in every respect with the spirit, intent, and purpose of the codes. And the following criteria for the variance has been met. The uniqueness of the property. As is often the case, you know, in old family farms here in Sussex County, when they own multiple parcels that are attached to each other, the property lines kind of disappear. And I think that that's what's happened here, is when they went to place the ADU on this particular property, they thought they were getting it on their subject property of 2206. As you can see, right now, it's just a... It's just off the back of their current property line. As we continue to move forward, if this board finds favor with this application, we will be submitting a property line adjustment first to DLDOT and then back to Sussex County for approval. And you can see here in the yellow how this ADU, this property line here, will be adjusted to be able to add to this this ADU onto this particular property here. And just for reference, the remaining, another line is going to be created here, which will This was the conditional use area that was approved back in 1976. And then this part of parcel 22 will be added to their son's lot up here on Old Furnace Road. And Mrs. Killen will be getting this land back here added to their parcel here. So this will just become a property line adjustment, and we'll be adding these lands to the remaining, to the family's lands here on this particular application. So the unique physical condition of the property could be attributable to its shape, given that the permit granted was for the ADU to be associated with parcel 2206, but was placed on 22 when the building permit was issued and the certificate of occupancy was granted. This then became an ADU associated with the main dwelling on 22 when the intent of the ADU was for the main dwelling on 2206. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Utilities and access benefiting the ADU is burdening parcel 2206. So the septic, this ADU happens to be on there's an existing mound system here. So that's the septic. Both units are connected to that septic system. Both units are connected to the well that's on 22.06. Not created by the applicant, the applicants placed the ADU for their parents to reside back in 2003 and had associated the ADU with the main dwelling on 2206. Appellants were not aware that the ADU was on their adjacent parcel 22 until Pannoni surveyed the property in 2025 for their family estate planning. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The essential character of the neighborhood will remain the same as has been previously approved through building permits and certificates of occupancies for the Smith family. That the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification. The variance requested is the minimum variance that will afford the relief for the non-conforming ADU under the requirements of 115-20A15. So in addition, the use and the variances associated with the use will not adversely affect the uses adjacent and neighboring properties, and it does not otherwise impair the public health, safety, comfort, morals, and general welfare, create a nuisance, diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. So that's my presentation for this evening, and with what we've submitted on the record and with my presentation, we're here to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions from the board?
Are all family members okay with the changes that's going to be taking place?
Absolutely.
Has anybody complained or said anything about the placing of the building?
Not at all.
Passersby, obviously neighbors or family, but
yeah,
nobody said anything?
No, not at all.
No comments. Thank you.
Is the ADU currently occupied?
Yes, it is. They have a family living in there right now.
Renting?
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure, is it a mobile home that's on there or is it a stick built?
It's a manufactured home.
Okay. All right. I thought that's what I saw from the COC. Is it the same exact structure?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right. Thank you.
So this has been on here for 22 years operating as if it was all on the same parcel of property.
That is correct.
That was the thought.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Staff, was there a special use exception granted for that manufactured home, do we know?
Didn't see one. It appears.
I mean, I know back then that would be one where we would usually have a special use exception granted for a manufactured home for those kind of uses, but
right. The permit was issued on parcel 22, which I think with the acreage and on the permit, I see it was noted as for a farm. So a farm would permit at least one other mobile home, manufactured home.
Okay, so that may have been.
And a resident. So that is probably how it got permitted. And
now we've got an accessory dwelling unit ordinance that allows for similar use but of a different rules.
Right.
Okay.
That's just based on what I saw in the permit.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I have no further questions.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Would either of you like to speak? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition of this case? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13079 for Arnold and Eleanor Smith. The variance will not alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance also represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at this issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Levengoath?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13079 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.